Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce. And as always, Chamber upcoming events and information can be found at DurangoBusiness.org. I'm here with Caprice Fox with Create Art and Tea down at the Durango Arts Center. And obviously, you're in a unique situation because of COVID and everything. And even before we are going to start recording, you said, hold on, I got to go out and talk to some folks out here. So you almost have like a shopper concierge service you pivoted towards.
Exactly. So greetings, everyone. Hello, it's Caprice. And Caprice is Santa's helper for the Christmas shopping this season, COVID season. And what I've been doing is I have Santa's sleigh bells out there, and you can ring the bells. And I come out and give you a tour. It's called a window shopping tour of everything down through the windows, because the shop is lovely windows. And if you see something sparks your interest, I'll bring it outside. And we've been blessed with sunny, shiny weather, and it's been warm, and we have beautiful sunny tables and that you can sit and look at the merchandise. And it's been quite fun. You know, we have our masks on, we get a chance to talk and socialize and, you know, share, which I think a lot of people are missing right now, is just going in the shop and not being afraid of, you know, being together. And it's been a lot of fun, actually, you know, and everybody is playing along with me because, you know, it's like, well, we'll do the best we can to make it through these times. And this is what came to me one night when they said they have to shut down the building. No one can come in. And I'm like, what am I going to do? So this was one of those creative moments that came along. And it seems to be working. People are enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm looking at your website, which is createartnt.com. And your specialty is working with local artisans, you know, from ceramics, wall art, jewelry, paper goods, and the list goes on. And you do a great job getting the local artisans into your store, and so they could do the window shopping, concierge service style.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a real honor to support the local folks that are so talented. I have Ann Smith, who is pretty famous in town. She does an art gallery show at the Unitarian Church, and people know her watercolor works. And I have Rebecca Kippen, who's done a lot of art shows in town. And Milt Beans has the Hotter Ranch Farm here in Lake Pastoria. So I have a lot of things that the locals can relate to. The photography is all of places around here, pictures of Crested Butte, and you know, like Deb Anderson's been in this town doing glassworks forever. And Nancy Frederick Conrad, I have her beautiful jewelry. And Mandy Haupt with her guitar string jewelry. And Chase Romero with her mountain jewelry has been really popular. And the list could go on and on of these great people that are just really wonderful artists. And they're making works that are made with a passion from years of study and development. And so you really get something that has the heart of their art and their passion, but you get a taste of Durango with it too.
Right. Well, you know, I know Harlene Russell, and I see that she does, you know, ceramics that you carry. And I just think that is so neat, when you can learn a little bit about the artisan and then include that story with the gift you're giving, kind of get, you know, more like a gift from the heart, so to speak, and well, and almost, you know, better thought out than just a gift card, so to speak.
Yeah, it's true. Harlene is a champion in my mind with what she's done in her life. And she's got these cute little mugs that have elephants, you know, mom and baby elephant, and she's got some mugs with, you know, Coco Pelli, and people love her work. And she's also in the Durango Arts Artisans Market. So I've been supporting them also. They're just online right now. Yeah. And so, you know, it is true. You get a lot of the folks that come shop at Create, they love hearing the story about the artists and their life. And it gives you a connection, like a lot of people want me to email them little stories or their, you know, their meanings or sentiments behind the art.
And I'm looking on this with glass art. What is some of the glass art that you carry?
Oh, well, Al Winserling's been really big. He has these window hangings with pine trees and flowers. Mm-hmm. And people just see him on the street and come in and buy them. He does a clock with a bicycle gear and glass pieces. And he does tables that are glass on the top. And then he's a welder by trade, so it has welding underneath the table. Uh-huh. And then we have stained glass windows that are beautifully hung in the window. And I have Deb Anderson has done some glass fusion pieces that are hanging in the window called Ocean Prisms. And then we have Katrina Jameson has done some beautiful glass pieces that are panels that can stand in your window. They're just gorgeous.
Well, and looking at everything that you have too, because I know I've purchased a couple of years ago, I came down and did a lot of shopping, and you know, you have something for everybody in a variety of price ranges, and you were so wonderful at saying, okay, what is it you're looking for? Let me bring you, you know, show you some different options, and you really embrace the artisans that you carry.
Yeah, it's true. I've gotten friends to be friends with a lot of them. And Mandy was just here today, you know, checking in, and She does the farmer's market a lot, Shimonda Jewelry, and people know her from her guitar string jewelry. And she has these bug marbles that we sell for $5. And the kids, if they see them on the street, they drag their parents in and like, there's some bugs in the window, you know.
I love it.
It's really fun.
Now let me ask you this, from the tea side, are you able to do the teas and putting, you know, tea with a teacup and, you know, and packaging it for people?
Oh yeah, I just did that today. A lady was wanting to get some tea, so we made a little gift back package of tea. Like you can buy an ounce of tea for $4 and a mug for I have some teacups for $23 or $30. And I am also doing some gift wrapping packages with bows and, those little boxes and cellophane with beautiful ribbons. And so you can get a mug and some tea wrapped up special as a gift.
And I just like the fact you do gift wrapping. During the holidays, I love picking out stuff, and I'm always trying to be creative. But that's the one part I don't like is the wrapping. So knowing that you provide that is really good for all the guys out there listening. And one of the things I would like to, you know, say, because this is airing on ESPN for the guys, if you want to come in and find that unique gift and something that's, I'm going to say the one-of-a-kind jewelry locally made, you are located again at the corner of 2nd and
8th Street. Across from Steamworks,
right across from Steamworks, and I just love the fact that you're there to help people. Now, what are your hours given the unique situation we're all in?
I'm doing 12 to 5 every day. I've been taking Mondays off to catch up, but I wanted to say something about the guys shopping because that's exactly why I did the gift wrapping with the special bow. And you know, guys just like to have it already packaged up. So I have a little something in the window that shows that. But I could put anything in that gift bag package. Uh-huh. Like, I have some nice pottery, or we could do, you know, an assortment of different things in a gift bag.
Yeah. Well, and everything, you know, the jewelry too, and all the different unique jewelry pieces that you feature. I know I got my wife some jewelry from you, and she loved it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's a good place for the husbands to come for their wives. And, I just got some beautiful pieces by Nancy Frederick Conrad. She did the Strader showcase. And so she's got some really beautiful mountain pieces that she, and she's a great master metal jeweler, and she combines bronze and copper and silver and gemstones. So those are nice for winning points with the ladies, for the guys.
Well, and what I like too, you even have, and this, I'm just going to say this is a lost art, note cards. I wrote a note and sent it to somebody. They actually called me and said, I can't believe you actually hand wrote this note, Jack. And I think, well, you know, go figure. So that's another thing that seems to be a lost art, and that create art and tea. You've got that. You've got stationery.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, a big stationery thing that's been wonderful, if we have time to mention, is Deborah Sussex has done this work called Metta. And Metta is an ancient language that translates simply to loving kindness, gentleness, and a lot of people say that's exactly what I need right now in these times. And they're beautifully created cards that she does in packs, and they're blank inside, so you could use them for note cards. And then she does them also in framed art pieces that are in beautiful pine frames for about $150. But you can buy the six cards with these beautiful sayings of prayers. And it's been really popular for this COVID time.
Oh, definitely. We could all use some kindness. And, you said that it's been, I could use some kindness because I'm getting the polarization from chamber members on one side saying one thing and then community members saying another. And I always feel like I'm in the middle, on the rope and the tug of war. So I'm going to have to come down and check some of those things out. We've got about, a minute left. What other things do you feature that we haven't touched base on? I'm looking at your scrolling pictures on your website, which are just awesome.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, anything you don't see on the website, I can, like I said, send you a picture. We have some nice, for Christmas, Regina Wells made these beautiful, we call them ship in a bottle, glass ornaments, where she's put things inside these glass ornaments that you go, how in the world did she get those things in there?
And
those are only $20, and they're beautiful decorations. We have little gift bags we put them in, and we have some lovely eco dyed fabric and scarves, and it's been popular because the eco dyed wearable art is dyed with leaves from Durango and La Plata Mountains. So that was really cool. And dyed with like indigo and all natural dyes.
So not only locally made, but locally made with local leaves.
Yeah, local leaves. And they've been really popular. They're beautiful. And I have so many different colors.
Yeah. Well, I love the sacred Karens, look like the mobiles that are hanging, and Karens are always so popular in this area on hiking trails and things, and can kind of capture that that fun spirit of the outdoors.
Oh yeah, we have the Karens that people will stop and take pictures of in the window, and she's also doing Feather and Shay, her son, are doing these little angels that are popular at Christmas, and they're made with gemstones, and the wings are hand carved selenite. They're just gorgeous. So those are in the windows too. People can check out.
Yeah. Very nice. So Caprice, what is your website? Is createartandtea.com. And what's your phone number?
703-431-9649.
Okay, I'm going to tell you to do it one more time.
703. Yes, call us at 703-431-9649.
And you're open Tuesday through Sunday from noon to 5 and right across from Steamworks. And thank you for taking the time, and I'll come down and I'm going to have you do, you're going to be my Santa's helper.
Yeah, come on down, Jack. Tell your whole crew there at the Chamber. They're great people, great team, and thanks for everything the Chamber does. They're great.
Thank you. And we'll be talking to you off air, so stick around. We got to send it back to the studios. Again, it's Create Art and Tea right across from Steamworks in downtown Durango. And you've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.